Teresa, Teresa. Su papá le espera.
Ya sé.
Ahorita, mi reina. No quiero ir. Cita.
Su padre le espera inmediatamente.
Regis pro optimenda victoria et prosperitate preses. Salmos David, adversus Goliath, benedictus Dominus Deus meus, qui dos et manus meas ad praelium, et dicitus meus ad verium, misericordia mea et refugium meum. Susceptor meus et liberator meus, protector meus et in ipso sperami, qui subit populum meum, sub, me qui subit populum meum, Dominum quid est homo, quia indomnetuisti, un Domenica, San Andres de Apostoli, mártir, Misa. Misa grande. ¿Quién es el padre? ¿Quién es el padre? ¿Quién es el padre?
¡Ay! ¡Ay!
¡No!
¡Alfredo García!
¡Mire, gracias, María! Necesitamos un médico. ¡No, hombre, gracias!
He was like a son to me. Por favor, un millón al que me traiga la cabeza de Alfredo García. Bring me the head of Alfredo García. Tráiganmela.
La 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 la.
woman like you to get through to the man in me. Storm clouds are raging all around my door. I think to myself I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are near. It sets my heart a-reeling from my toes up to my ears. The man in me will hide sometimes to keep from being seen, but that's just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
Launch 392. Captain James, your presence pad clearance soonest. Status urgent.
That you, Benson? How you doing? So you blew the mental test, huh? Potentially unstable. I'd have been unstable, too, if I knew I was going to get Saturn III. Saturn III. You're not going to appeal, are you? I wouldn't recommend it. It's been tried before. Hey, Benz, what are you doing? Wait a minute, Benz! Holy hell, stop! Stop! No, Ben! Stop it! Ben! Hold it!
Launch 392. Captain James for Saturn III, launch minus 5.
stolen dreamland. And now the Undertaker with the urn. Look out! He tried to crush his skull open.
He hit him right in the face with that urn.
Come on!
I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it.
Hey, ref, the urn's here. The guy just whacked him with it.
Did you smell that?
Yes, I am. pressure's moving along the mains, blowing all the pipes.
And if that pressure reaches us, the water supply right across the whole city is gonna blow!
On the first day of the first month in some distant year, the whole sky froze gold. Some said it was the aftermath of the radium bomb, while others told of a final retribution, a terrible revenge of the gods.
Defend borders! Fire! This is the hurting!
Give him a belly full of steel!
Gum, Captain. All the latest home videos.
In beta. In VHS.
Aye, some so current, they're still in theatrical release.
Help yourself, mates. A chest full of video discs.
No!
What good are they?
Can't record on them.
They're not compatible with my system.
Captain! This was locked.
Stand back.
Open that cup.
There's a... Gather on, my buckos, and feast your eyes on this. Make all the illegal copies you want.
Put it on.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, I'm so scared.
We'll be right back.
Frankie, tell Luca to go outside and do you know what.
Vai fuori, tu sai che da fare.
Sì, Flo. Monte cagare.
Do you know who I am, Mr. Wally?
I give up. Who are you?
The Antichrist. You get me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you. My name is Vincent Cocotti. I work as consul for Mr. Blue Lou Boyle, the man your son stole from. I hear you were once a cop, so I can assume you've heard of us before. Am I correct?
I've heard of Blue Lou Boyle.
I'm glad. Hopefully, that will clear up the how full of shit of my question you've been asking yourself. We're going to have a little Q&A. And at the risk of sounding redundant, please, make your answers genuine. You want a Chesterfield?
No.
I have a son, my own, about your boy's age. I can imagine how painful this must be for you. But Clarence, an habitual girlfriend of his, brought this all on themselves. I implore you not to go down that road with them. You can always take comfort in the fact you never had a choice.
Look, I'd like to help you if I could, but I haven't seen Clarence.
You see that? And smarts, doesn't it? And slammed in the nose. Fucks you all up. Get that pain shooting through your brain, your eyes fill up with water. That ain't any kind of fun. But what I have to offer you, that's as good as it's gonna get. And it won't ever get that good again. We talked to your neighbors. They saw a Cadillac. Purple Cadillac. Clarence's purple Cadillac. Parked in front of your trailer yesterday. Mr. Wally, you seen your son?
I seen him.
I can't be sure of how much of what he told you, so in the chance you're in the dark about some of this, let me shed some light. That whore your boy hangs around with, a pimp, is an associate of mine. I mean, just pimping and other affairs. He works for me in a courier capacity. Well, apparently. A dirty little whore found out we're gonna do some business because your son, the cowboy, his flame, came in the room blazing and didn't stop till they were pretty sure everybody was dead.
What are you talking about?
Talking about a massacre. They snatched my narcotics, hightailed it out of there. Would have got away with it, but your son, fuckhead that he is, left his driver's license in a dead guy's hand.
You know, I don't believe you.
That's of minor importance. What is of major fucking importance is that I believe you. Where did they go?
On their honeymoon.
You're getting angry, asking the same question a second time. Where did they go?
They didn't tell me. Now, you just wait a minute and listen to me. I haven't seen Clarence in 3 years. He shows up yesterday with a young girl, saying that he got married. He asked for some quick cash to go on a honeymoon. He asked me if he could borrow $500. I felt like helping him, so I wrote him out a check. We went to breakfast in the morning. And that's the last I saw of him. So help me God. They never thought to tell me where they were going. And I never thought to ask.
Vincenzo, non c'è niente.
Questa non è buona. You know, Sicilians are great liars. Best in the world. I'm Sicilian. My father was the world heavyweight champion of Sicilian liars. From growing up with him, I learned the pantomime. There are 17 different things a guy can do when he lies to give himself away. Guy's got 17 pantomimes. Woman's got 20. Guy's got 17. But if you know them, like you know your own face, they'd be lie detectors all to hell. Now, what we got here is a little game of show and tell. You don't want to show me nothing, but you tell me everything. I know you know where they are, so tell me. Before I do some damage, you won't walk away from.
Could I have one of those Chesterfields now?
Sure.
You got a match? Oh, wait, no, no, don't bother. You're Sicilian, huh?
Sicilian.
You know, I read a lot, especially about things, about history. I find that shit fascinating. Here's a fact, I don't know whether you know or not. Well, Sicilians were spawned by niggers.
Come again?
it's a fact, yeah. You see, Sicilians have black blood pumping through their hearts. And no, if you don't believe me, you can look it up hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The Moors conquered Sicily. And the Moors are niggers. Yes. So you see, way back then, Sicilians were like wops from northern Italy. They all had blonde hair and blue eyes. But, well, then the Moors moved in there and, they changed the whole country. They did so much fucking with Sicilian women, huh? That they changed the whole bloodline forever. That's why blonde hair and blue eyes became black hair and dark skin. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me to think that to this day, hundreds of years later, that Sicilians still carry that nigger gene. Now this, I'm quoting history. It's written. It's a fact. It's written.
I love this guy.
Your ancestors are niggers.
Uh-huh. Hey.
And your great 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 grandmother fucked a nigger.
Oh, yeah.
And she had a half-nigger kid. Now, if that's a fact, tell me, am I lying? 'Cause you're part eggplant.
No! Hey.
You're a cantaloupe.
No!
This is beautiful. Go to this comedian's son's apartment. come back with something that tells me where that asshole went. So I can wipe this egg off my face.
Che succede?
I turisti che tutti in Siciliano sono neve, e dove c'è su Mars?
Fix this fucked up family for good.
Hey, boss. Get ready to be happy.
We'll be right back. from my grave. that magic's always there. You're the Phantom of the Opera, you're the devil, you're